Cough, 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 cough. Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is 124 and it's the Country Metal Party. Yeehaw! That was so fake.
This is Radio
Clash. Oh well. Radio Clash, your power satellite! All the team, you're the man, you're the cash, get it full of rights! This is Radio Clash, your power satellite! This is Radio Clash!
We'll be right back.
Radio Clash 124, and that was Village Idiot, apparently a first time masher with Asleep at the Wheel. I'm not sure I totally believe that, but then again, it's you never know. That's if you don't know what the tracks are, that's Sleep Deprivation by Simeon, a track which I have also been playing around with. I love that a lot. That's from the new album Attack Decay Sustain Release, and mashed of course with Depeche Mode. And then before that, I think it's exclusive, I don't know if it is an exclusive, but I hope it is, that's Physical Recovery by Celebrity Murder Party. Cough, cough, cough. This program is sponsored to you by coughing, sorry, and that's to teach me right to actually be drinking red wine while trying to do this. So that was Celebrity Murder Party was Physical Recovery, and that's of course Olivia Neutron Bomb, though it isn't actually. It's actually a friend of his doing an amazing vocal version of Olivia Neutron Bomb, or whatever her name is, and mashed up electro house styly. And that's, I like that a lot. That's very, very good. That deserves to go very far. So I hope you're all well. I'm surviving despite being rained on. Oh, why does it rain on me? Blah, blah, blah. Well, if you're in the UK, you'll know why it rains on you. It's just because it's summer. And, of course, because of global warming, we have a usual shit, really bad British summer, i.e. raining all the time, which I don't really believe it is. It is global warming, because I remember summers like that as a kid. So just rain. We had our summer in May. A little bit of it, and then it's sort of fucked off. What am I up to? Well, I don't know if I described on my last podcast the hassles with work and the client who shall not be named because they're shit, sort of suddenly cancelling my 3-week cancel about 4 days in. But things are better. And I have work at the moment. Not exactly very exciting. I went back to Old Street, so I spent a lot of time looking around, stalkerish, around the building of the former place, just to see if I'd bump into them. Because, you know, I spoke to Kirk about this, actually, the weekend when we saw Harry Potter. That you kind of, like, if you bump into people you used to work with, especially if they kind of had to let you go, they're always really embarrassed. It's really good. It's, you can just kind of just use your guilt rank, go guilt. It's great. Sadly, I didn't bump into any of them, but I was trying to do that. And then I've been working in Wardour Street, so I've been right in the heart of Soho. Woohoo! Though it's kind of like fairly full-on stuff, but it's with a company that does 3D work, video work, so that's quite cool. So I saw Harry Potter, as I said, and it was very good. I do recommend Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. I see on the blog that Scott from the Night Nurse Show also recommends it highly. I saw him a while back with Steve, Holy 13 Nation, about a week or two ago, and that was very, very good. Apparently they got very, very, very drunk, whereas I had to go off with John, which is probably wise, since I didn't want to get very, very drunk, and I had a nice meal anyway. Not much happening apart from I was so excited about seeing Harry Potter. It's all very sad, I know. But it is a very good film. The fight scenes are great, and the tense, it keeps that tense nature all the way through. The last one, it seemed to be a bit like one long teenage strop. It just didn't seem to work, whereas this one, it does seem quite, you know, somber and dark, and it's what it needs for that book. And of course, in a week comes out the last book of the series, which again I can't wait for. I'll probably read it and then drop it like a stone and not see any more movies. Well, I did that with the Tolkien things. Not obviously, I wasn't around when it first released, but the movies, when they did the second one, I was like, I'm bored now, and didn't bother to see the last one. So I don't know, I might do that with Harry Potter, who knows, but I really want to find out what happens in the end. And also I'm really looking forward to The Golden Compass, which everyone goes, huh? Well, that'll be the next one. That's Philip Pullman's His Dark Materials, and the film comes out in Christmas, and that's a very, very dark, very, very good, not really, I can't believe it's meant for children type book, more so than the Enid Blyton type stuff of Harry Potter. So, I've got a musical show. As you might have guessed, it's called Country Metal Party, and that's in honour of Punky Metal Party, well, not Punky Metal, Punky Reggae Party, because there'll be a bit of that as well. And it's, everything in this show is about dub, or relating to dub, or that kind of thing. Not pretty much everything, yeah. And mostly formed around one track from a very good new bootleg album called Number of the Boots. Yes, I remembered it, which is an Iron Maiden mashup album, and I'm now going to play a couple of tracks from that and later on in the show. But there was a track on there called Marley Maiden, and that kind of inspired me to dig out a few other things. And so it's going to be a very eclectic show, but there is a kind of a theme sort of running through it. And I'm going to start off with Sympathy, not for the record industry, Sympathy for the Soul of the of the Beast by Celebrity Murder Party. Yes, them again, doing some very good stuff. And I saw them when they with Lobster Dust came over and DJ'd. So I got to meet the other half of Celebrity Murder Party. Silly me, thought it was one person, but it's Jezanne Robin. And they might be on the show sometime soon. And Lobster Dust, it was very good to meet him as well. He was off to Israel. And Rob, and I got to see Rob dance. Yes, Rob, Idiotech Rob. Yes, I should take him film. I mean, that was kind of interesting in its own right.
I left alone. My mind was blank. I needed time to think, to get the memories from my mind. What did I see? Can I believe that what I saw that night was real and not just fantasy? Just what I saw. We'll be right back.
some people. Oh yeah, oh yeah. And mama doesn't let me tell you this. Oh, men and people will fight you down. Tell me why.
When you see Jah-Lam.
Let me tell you, if you're not wrong, then why?
Everything is alright.
So we gonna walk. Alright.
Through the roads of creation.
Oh, we the generation. Tell me why.
Try to break tribulation.
Try to break tribulation.
Yes, lead us.
Alright.
Movement of your people.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Selling albums. The title, We Sold Our Soul to Rock and Roll. The question I ask young people, who did they sell their soul to for rock and roll? Jesus tells us no man can serve two masters, for he will love the one and hate the other. In the next few minutes, you will be made aware of group after group in rock who will make clear through their music who their master is. If you are a teenager or adult listening, and Jesus is your master, and you have a steady diet of rock, I urge you to listen intently and learn of the many groups and singers who outright worship Satan through the music that you listen to.
For me. Riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. Yippee-i-oh! Heard in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry.
Heard their mournful cry.
Yippee-i-oh! Riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd. Cross these in the skies.
Across these in the skies.
Yippee-i-oh! Ghost heard in the sky. Ghost riders in the sky.
Save me, ancient man, from the fiends that plague thee thus. Why look'st thou so?
With my crossbow, I shot Albatross.
The world is my oyster.
Sees I just not for the
Beatles. The world is my oyster. Paths to hell.
All in a hot and copper sky, a bloody sun at noon. Right up above the mast, it stands no bigger than the moon. Day after day. Day after day we stuck, no breath, no motion, as idle as a painted ship upon a painted ocean. Water, water everywhere, all the boards did shrink. Water, water everywhere. Any drop.
Stay. That from above. From above. Listen back from above.
From above.
Rock box, take it away, man. Come on.
I'm gonna fight them all.
Seven Nation Army couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off, taking their time right behind my back. And I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget. Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette. And the message coming from my eyes says, leave it alone. Single one's got a story to tell. Everyone knows about it.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody knows.
From the Queen of England to the Hounds of Hell. And if I catch you coming back my way, I'm gonna serve it to you. And that is what you want to hear, but that is what I'll do. And the feeling coming from my bones says, find a home,
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 far from this opera forevermore. I'm gonna work the straw, make the sweat drip out of every pore. And I'm bleeding and I'm bleeding and I'm bleeding right before the Lord.
Oh my Lord, I'm bleeding.
All the words are gonna bleed from me, and I will drink no more.
And the horses do the thinking, baby.
And the stains coming from my blood, tell me go back home.
Go back home.
Go back home.
Yeah. quite sure if I needed you.
Something that I never thought. talking about tomorrow and the money, love, that time we had to spend.
Before you kiss me, you should know. Papa was a rodeo.
Best love songs ever, and I first heard it as a cover. That is Magnetic Fields with Papa Was a Rodeo, and that's dedicated to John. And I love that song partly because of the twist at the end, because of course he calls her Mike, and then you think, oh, it's because Stephen Merritt is gay. You think, oh, it's a gay love song, and then it twists at the end, which initially really pissed me off, because I was like, oh, you wouldn't tap. But actually, I really like that because it just kind of, you know, for a gay band, have that twist on the end, or not all gay, but mostly gay band, is kind of, it's perverse, and that's what you should be. Should always confound expectations. And that little country section, dedicated also in part to Lee over at the iMotorway podcast for doing. I'd never listened to his Twangfest. That he did, and I started listening to that. And I was already planning, because I did a gig at Delos, which I mentioned in a previous show. It was all these country songs and country bootlegs, and a few of the tracks I played in that sort of long section. And then I started listening to that one. I was thinking about doing the show today, and it was a bit like, well, yeah, because I was already planning to do metal and punk versus dub, and I thought, well, actually, a lot of these songs I think remind me of dub as well. And so hopefully that sort of mix made you realise that dub, folk, country and metal all share a surprising amount of similarities. Then before that was Loving Her Was Easier Than Anything Than I'll Ever Do Again by Kris Kristofferson, but that's the dub Lloyd Chalmers version from the Trojan box set, Trojan 70s. And before that, Toots and the Maytals doing Take Me Home Country Roads. Yeah, that's probably about the only time I'll probably play John Denver on this podcast, but I like that version. That's a beautiful version. And then before that, those of you who didn't know what that was Song 2 by Blur, done by Twang in sort of slow surf country sort of ballad style. And then The Mighty Boss Hoss with Seven Nation Army. That's from the same album that I've played before, Toxic and All the Things She Wants. I hadn't actually heard the other ones. And I downloaded for I think just after the Delos gig and thought, ooh, actually, that's really good. And then there was Let's Make Love, Street Life's DJ Rappin' Hood remix, it says here. Badly read. That's, of course, Let's Make Love by CSS. Let's Make Love While Listening to Death From Above, the full title. I love how it mixes in Tom Tom Club, because, of course, I know there's been similar bootlegs, but the thing that when we saw them at the gig, we thought, they sound so much live. They sound so much like Tom Tom Club. Kirk turned to me and said, they're Tom Tom Club. And I went, yeah. And I heard that, I was like, bastard. Someone's actually come and done, that. And then before that, the mighty Larry, Larry Levan. I've been listening to a lot of Larry Levan disco stuff at the moment. Partly because when I was listening to last night, A DJ Saved My Life, I kind of earmarked his stuff as being I want to listen to. And then I downloaded a load, and I love the way he edits that together. And some of his own produced stuff, which I think includes The Weekend by Freak, which most people know in sample terms. In fact, a lot of the, like, Peach Boys, Don't Make Me Wait, a lot of the samples people will know already from rave and dance tracks. His back catalogue has been raided greatly, but he hasn't had enough credit himself. And very, very, very amazing remix. So just listening to what he was doing was cutting things up and with literally with tape and sort of emulating a lot of the sample stuff before. So if you see that compilation, it's a double CD compilation, it's well worth getting. Then before that was DJ AOM. That's a new one off him, Wild Cherry versus Funkiest Hollywood, Funkiest Hollywood, which I played. I heard that Lobster Dust played that at his DJ gig, and that led on from Maiden Goes to Hollywood, which I couldn't believe when I first heard it. Iron Maiden versus Frankie, various Frankie tracks. Welcome to the Pleasure Dome, The World's My Oyster, Relax, all kinds of things by Wax Audio. That's again from the Maiden mashup album. And then before that, that's dedicated to my dad. That's Ghost Riders in the Sky by Jimmy Rogers. Yes, my dad used to play that to me, although I'm not sure which version. He's probably going to tell me it's not the Jimmy Rogers version. But he used to play that song to me on his guitar, so I have a very have a fondness for that track. And also it kind of it goes on from the spookiness. Yeah, it's sort of, yes, you see, metal, country, crossover. It's quite spooky lyrics. It's very, very, very odd. It's about the ghosts of kettles and cowboys that used to roam across the sky, which is a long time myth from the Wild West. And then before that was Venetian Snares with Black Sabbath. That's a new people call it dubstep. I don't think that really is dubstep. I suppose it's just more dubby, I would say. But anyway, that's a new track from him. And then before that, mixed in a little bit of Michael Mills going on about Black Sabbath. Oh, bless him. And then before that was Marley Maiden from Exodus to Revolution by Lobster Dust, which kind of inspired this whole podcast anyway. And then Sympathy for the Soul of the Beast by Celebrity Murder Party and Friends. I love the way it mixes in Freedom, and I think the same friend, I might be wrong, but I think the same friend that did helped out on the physical helped out there. I like how it just totally changes the feel. It makes it very baggy. It makes me think of Hacienda and Manchester type music. And the next song goes out to my San Francisco peeps. Yeah, you know who you are, especially A&D. They'll know why I chose this track. But also to the newest arrival in San Francisco, to Jeb from 50 Pound Note. Yes, he's finally made it over there and arrived, I think, about a couple of days ago. It was about a week ago, probably a bit less, actually, only a couple of days ago. So good luck, Jeb, and I hope everything goes well. And this is a song which, as I say, reminds me of last time I was over there in San Francisco. It's Malibu by Hole, and I hope you enjoy it.
Help me. Sit by the fire in your Shangri-La. Here's your reward for working so hard. Gone are the lavatories in the backyard. Gone are the days when you dreamed of that car. You just want to sit in your Shangri-La. Slippers and sit by the fire. You've reached your top and you just can't get any higher. You're in your place and you know where you are, in your Shangri-La. Sit back in your old rocking chair. You need not worry, you need not care. He's conditioned that way. Time goes by and he pays off his debts. Got a TV set and a radio for 7 shillings a week.
begins with a blessing, it ends with a curse. Making life easy by making it worse. My mask is my master, the trumpeter weeps, but his voice is so weak as he speaks from his sleep. Something that's already there. Tomorrow I'll find it. The trumpeter screams and remembers he's hungry and drowns in his dreams. Glasses and wine, the customers dancing are just making time. While David is cursing, the customers scream. Now everyone's shouting, get out of my dreams.
Why are we sleeping? Thank you.
That's Paramite with Lux Eterna from the I think it's Requiem for a Dream soundtrack. That's Kronos Quartet and what's his name? I can't remember his name. Before that was Why Are We Sleeping by Soft Machine. Those of you who think that Polyphonic Spree are the be all and the end all of that kind of psychedelic sort of choral folk type stuff, should listen to them and a few other bands. Most notably the Edgar Broughton band, and you'll find that no, they're not that original. And then before that was Shangri-La by the Kinks. As I said, was a little sort of mini dedication to Jeb, as was Malibu by Hole, and for the whole of the San Francisco crowd, I wish I was there. So, it's the end of the show, and you can find out more about Radio Clash by going to blog, which is mutantpop.net/radioclash, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. What was the something? Oh, yes, I would really appreciate it. I've not really, I don't really ask much of my audience, not much at all, really. I would like a few more iTunes reviews. I am on iTunes now, and apparently if you get a certain amount of reviews, you get listed, and that would be nice. And I'm in competition over at what's it called, Beat Boutique, with Thatcher's in between, forum for being the podcast of July 2007. I don't usually enter into these things, but as I'd just done the RX show, I kind of was so kind of proud of it, I thought, well, you know, I may as well take the chance now, because hopefully there'll be shows, I think there will be shows as good as or better than that one, but not for a little while. And other thing, a shout out goes out to Marty Batfreak and his new co-host. He's now podcasting. He's got something called the Killer Cast, which I think is, yes, killercast.com, all K's. And I heard one of the shows, and it's pretty cool. It's if you remember Boots and All, it's sort of that kind of thing. They play bootleg music and yak on at various subjects, and I definitely wanted to give a shout out to that, because it's glad to see Marty back, because it's Boots and All stopped, oh my god, was that two years ago, a long time ago. Far too long. I'm going to play out with a track which also I listened to and thought, this sounds very dubby, but you might be surprised at what it is. It came around my iPod today, and it's if you think Mr. Rafferty is just Baker Street, you are so wrong. But it's a strange tune, very strange.
Out on the street, I was talking to a man. He said so much, but there's nothing mind that I don't understand. You shouldn't worry, I said, that ain't no crime.
you believe there's no